This weekend would have marked the 80th annual one-shot antelope hunt. Organizers say they called it off because of the pandemic. But the cancellation also comes after a summer of intense criticism for the event and those who've participated. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports.
Every September, 24 men gather in Lander to see who can down an antelope with a single bullet. In this 2012 clip, courtesy of Wyoming PBS, one hunter takes his shot. The antelope staggers.
He's hit, I think.
He's hit.
And then topples over.
He's down.
The one-shot antelope hunt is put on to benefit a nonprofit called Water for Wildlife. The men who are invited to participate, and they are all men, wield a lot of collective power. Past shooters include former Vice President Dick Cheney, Donald Trump Jr., and governors from 31 states. They spend a good portion of the weekend playing Indian.
Good evening and welcome to The Legend of the Hunt.
On Friday night, an Eastern Shoshone elder gives the hunters Indian names and makes them, quote, blood brothers of the tribe.
While the white man has a gun that speaks thunder and kills game at distances far beyond the flight of the truest arrow, all of these men have learned to love and respect their red brothers and are anxious to help the Indians. So that
I don't know who ever thought of that, but to me it's just, it's totally inappropriate, and I think it's just a mockery of who we are as people.
That's Karen Snyder, vice chairwoman of the Eastern Shoshone tribe. She wants to set the record straight.
The Shoshone tribe, we do not sponsor, we do not sanction, nor do we participate as a tribe collectively in that event.
Instead, a few individual Shoshone families participate.
And what has happened throughout the years is that they have basically just handed down practices that I completely disagree with.
Practices like allowing the winners of the hunt to wear a war bonnet and making the losers dress up like Native women as pennants. Earlier this summer, photos surfaced of former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper wearing both costumes. That didn't stop him from winning the Democratic nomination for a U.S. Senate seat in the state. But he told Colorado Public Radio that he regrets wearing a Native woman's scarf and shawl.
It's certainly nothing that I would, it's nothing that I would ever do again.
The war bonnet, he said, is a different story.
This was a, long-standing traditional hunt. The headdress was placed on my head by the hunt chief. Had I not allowed him to do that, he would have been offended.
But the hunt chief himself says that's not the case.
That'd be his choice. We wouldn't push it. It's a person's choice if he wants to wear it.
Arlen Shoyo says he's not really a hunt chief. In fact, all the ceremonial aspects of the one-shot antelope hunt are pretend. But he's been playing the role for years, and he says the recent criticism is overblown.
If I felt that it was a mockery of our tradition or whatever, I would certainly say something about it, but it's all in good fun.
He gets compensated, though he wouldn't share how much. Plus, he says it's kind of fun to mess with a bunch of rich white guys. Still, it's important to note that Shoyo and the handful of others who are paid to perform make up just a tiny fraction of Shoshone people. Rose Ann Abramson, who's Shoshone Bannock, had never even heard of the one-shot antelope hunt until this summer. When she learned about the fake ceremonies and costumes, she was horrified.
Oh my goodness. In a way, I see it as degrading, but it's also setting a mindset. It sets this crazy mindset of superiority.
And she fears that those powerful men will bring that mindset to their interactions with Native people and nations. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon competed in last year's hunt, but had another commitment and left before the dress-up component. He says the cancellation of this year's event is an opportunity.
Really to blend what is a long-time event with more cultural sensitivity.
So far, the hunt's board of directors hasn't announced any plans to do that. Eastern Shoshone Vice Chairwoman Snyder says the men who've participated need to take responsibility for the harm they've done, including Senate hopeful John Hickenlooper.
I would think that he could say that he recognizes that it was a misstep and apologize, because he now understands who we are as people, how we treat our women, and the honor and privilege of wearing a war bonnet.
Hickenlooper's campaign declined an interview request from Wyoming Public Radio. Leaders from the one-shot antelope hunt didn't respond to one. According to Snyder, neither has reached out to try and make things right with the Eastern Shoshone tribe. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.